WMRA News. I'm Bob Levicky. Researchers at UVA say they have uncovered important clues to a genetic heart condition that causes sudden death. Is another federal government shutdown looming, and how would that affect Virginia? Parents and school officials in Richmond are still wrestling with intense racial segregation. This is the WMRA Daily for Wednesday, November 20th. Researchers at the University of Virginia say they have uncovered important clues to a genetic heart condition that causes sudden death. They've also created a registry in the hope that more patients can be diagnosed and treated. From VPM News, Charles Fishburne reports.
The disease is hypertrophic cardiomyopathy, also called HCM. Dr. Christopher Kramer is from UVA, one of the main people overseeing a study with 2,700 HCM patients in six countries.
It can affect patients of all ages. In fact, it's the most common cause of sudden cardiac death in young athletes.
The research has discovered two types of patients, one with genetic scar tissue, another with no scarring, but more obstruction of blood flow. Dr. Kramer says knowing which one can improve outcomes.
So our hope is that at the end of the study, that a cardiologist will be able to have a smartphone app that they can input all of the data that's collected on their patient relevant from this study, and that will help tailor therapies, new treatments.
Charles Fishburne, WMRA News.
As the year winds down, federal officials in Washington are trying to close out the books, and that's creating a whirlwind of jockeying for dollars, as Virginia Public Radio's Michael Pope reports.
It's an end-of-year ritual in Washington, closing out the budget, a spending spree to make sure more dollars are allocated next year. And this year it comes on the heels of a historic series of budget shutdowns. Bill Bergman at the budget watchdog group Truth in Accounting says the recent history of brinksmanship probably means another shutdown is looming.
Paid vacations for many federal government employees. It's a sign that the underlying fiscal pressures are intensifying.
Intensifying for restaurants and retail stores. They're asking for tax breaks. On the other side of the equation, are people asking for more government money? Chris Swatica at the Commonwealth Institute says members of the Virginia delegation should consider investing in child tax credits and earned income tax credits.
As Congress debates tax breaks for the restaurant and retail industries, they have a key opportunity to do something for working families with low incomes, especially those with children.
Over the summer, the Ways and Means Committee passed a bill known as the Economic Mobility Act, a bill the Commonwealth Institute says would help working people with low incomes. How much of that bill ends up in the end-of-year tax negotiations is now up for discussion in Washington. Michael Pope.
Virginia is seeing an alarming uptick in the number of motorcycle deaths where the rider was not wearing a helmet. The Virginia Department of Motor Vehicles said Tuesday that seven motorcyclists who were not wearing helmets died this year. That's the highest rate in a decade. The state says that helmets prevent motorcyclist deaths in almost one-third of crashes and prevent about two-thirds of brain injuries. Put another way, the state says a rider without a helmet is 40% more likely to suffer a fatal head injury. Finally, the public schools in Virginia's capital could be merged by grade level to solve what researchers call intense racial segregation. The Richmond Public Schools face a December deadline to decide on new school zones. The Richmond Times-Dispatch reports that nearly all of the 40 people speaking at a public hearing on Monday night support integration through what is called school pairing. Zones of majority white and majority black schools would merge, and all the students in each grade would attend the same school. More public hearings are scheduled. The board is expected to vote on new zones on December 2nd. For WMRA News, I'm Bob Levicky. Thanks for listening, and enjoy your Wednesday.